When playwright August Wilson died in 2005, Ben Brantley, the chief theatre critic of the New York Times, compared his writing to the sweep of Shakespearean music, his plays like grand opera rooted in the blues. Wilson won a host of awards, including two Pulitzer Prizes. His magnum opus, now known as the Pittsburgh Cycle, includes 10 plays, each set in a different decade of the 20th century, chronicling the lives of ordinary African Americans. As People's Light and Theatre stages Seven Guitars, one of these so-called decade plays, WRTI's Susan Lewis looks at the musical prose of August Wilson.
It wasn't easy to make a living as an African American in 1948, says Morocco Amari, who plays blues musician Floyd Schoolboy Barton in Seven Guitars.
You could be arrested just walking down the street. So it wasn't really a whole lot of opportunity.
But if you were talented, music was one way to get ahead, and musicians were flocking to Chicago as a sort of promised land. Seven Guitars, set in a small yard in the Hill District of Pittsburgh in 1948, is not musical theater, but theater infused with music. Many of the early scenes begin with someone singing to himself or dancing. Dramaturg Gina Pisasal says it's the most musical of Wilson's plays.
It has the most musical events of any of Wilson's play, meaning, there are songs or musical moments in this play than in any of the other decade plays, at least. I think that's where music, for him, sustains a lot of these characters in very different ways.
Specifically, the blues.
The blues is one of August Wilson's major influences in his writing. He says, anything I ever want to know, I find it in the blues.
You can have fun with the blues, and you can also cry at it.
Director Jade King Carroll says the sense of music goes beyond the notes.
This play is music. It's a blues song, and every character is a different instrument. They're all playing in concert together.
The story begins with the funeral of Floyd Barton, then unfolds in flashback.
The play to me is the journey of how we get to Floyd's funeral. It's the everyday journey, the struggle, the almost getting there. It's the most important days in these people's life because it's just on the verge of happening, everything that can change their life.
Floyd is one of them and on the verge of making it big. He was in the Army during World War II, then met and fell in love with Vera. He recorded a blues song that became a hit.
You told me, baby, once upon a time, you said if I would be yours, you would show me mine,
But then he was arrested for vagrancy, served time in a workhouse, and had to pawn his guitar. Now he's out and wants only one thing. Well, maybe two or three.
He wants to get back to Chicago. He wants to make another record. He wants to take the love of his life back with him.
Morocco Amari plays Floyd. In this scene, he pleads with that love of his life, Vera, played by Mechie Aharonwa.
I can't go without you.
I ain't going to no Chicago. You know better than to ask me that. What I want to go up there for?
Wait till you see it. There ain't nothing like it. They got more people than you've ever seen. You can't imagine that many people. Seem like everybody in the world in Chicago. That's the only place for a black man to be. That's where I seen Muddy Waters. I was walking past this club and I heard this music.
Well, I be.
While in the play itself, the audience never hears the music of famous blues singer Muddy Waters, Wilson's dialogue has been compared to the rhythm and expressiveness of the blues.
Come on, Vera.
I done been there, Floyd. I ain't going back.
I told you what it was. It was nothing to me. Pearl Brown don't mean nothing to me.
It wasn't nothing to you, but it was something to me. To have you just up and walk out like that, what you think happened to me? Did you ever stop and ask yourself, I wonder how Vera doing, I wonder how she feel?
Vera and Floyd's bond is one of many in a web of relationships that bind this Pittsburgh community together, with humor and passion, joy and sadness. Vera's friend and confidant, Louise, counsels her. Floyd tries to persuade his musician buddies to come with him to Chicago, Canewell, who plays the harmonica, and Red Carter, who plays the drums. Old Man Headley, an eccentric who butchers chickens and sells sandwiches, dreams of owning his own plantation. And young Ruby arrives in Pittsburgh, fleeing her own troubles in Alabama in search of a better life.
Wilson has said he's calling the Seven Guitars because there are seven characters, and each of them are bringing their own rhythm into this kind of musical piece. about African-American experience in the 1940s.
On one level, the work is a period play about the lives of ordinary African-Americans, but it also transcends time and place.
Hope is a message of this play, and the struggle and the hunger and the ambition, the fight, and the ability we have, and the joy we can bring to it in getting to where we need to go.
Framed by music, circumstance, and culture, Wilson's characters search for universal things that matter to most of us today. Love, identity, community, and a place to call home.
WRTI's Susan Lewis. August Wilson's Seven Guitars opens this evening and runs through October 7th at People's Light and Theatre in Malvern, Pennsylvania.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.